If you'd like to turn to Matthew, the 25th chapter, that's Matthew 25. We're going to talk a little bit this morning about the talents. And in the Bible, we know that the number 10 signifies divine order, completeness of authority, and responsibility according to ability. The number 10 also represents the fullness of a set of numbers or a period of testing. It also, the number 10 is the sum of two numbers, in particular, the number 4, which has to do with human weakness, but also the number 6, man, which denotes God's authority over man. So now that you're there in Matthew 25, I thought, we're all familiar with this parable, and we're not going to talk from start to finish on it. There's way too much this morning to cover in just the next 10 minutes or so. But for the next few moments, I'd like to focus on a theme that the Lord brought to my mind about investing as it pertains to the Word of God. So if you're there in Matthew 25, let's start in the 14th verse. We read Jesus, and he's speaking. He says, "For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling unto a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. And straightway took his journey. Then he that had received 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents for a total of 10. That was a 100% return on that which he was given charge over. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained another 2. Again, 100% return. But he that hath received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. And after a long time, the Lord of whose those servants cometh and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought the other 5, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art a hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. And the consequences were very severe for that slothful servant. So we see that the first of these, each of these servants had received a different amount from the master according to their individual abilities. But they were all given the same instruction to invest that which was given to him. He foreknew their abilities and wisely gave more to the first 2. And he knew that they would be the most responsible. We also note that what was given was not theirs. It was the Lord's. Now, in the natural, we're encouraged to invest, aren't we? We hear it all the time. And we can invest our time and our lives in many different things. We can invest our money, which really isn't ours at all, it's the Lord's anyway. We can invest time. We can invest talent. We can invest intellect and so on and so on. But we must always remember that whatever we have been given is always from the Lord. It's not ours. It's His. Therefore, we are to return to Him and not be slothful, not be lazy, lackadaisical, complacent, or in any way act in fear. Investing in the Word of God displays obedience and submission to Him. The greatest investment that we can make in our lives here on earth is in the Word of God. That's it. There's nothing can even compare to the time that you invest in the Word of God. The eternal returns, far more than 100%, they're worth all the time, all the effort. And knowledge is the first step in spiritual investing as we rightly divide the word of truth. The Holy Spirit is our teacher. He has come to us. He is with us. He is in us. He's our teacher, our counselor, our mentor, who leads us into all truth. And for the soul who desires to learn and understand the unsearchable riches of Christ, investing time and effort into studying God's word is most precious. Now, we've all heard the term in the natural of compound interest. I think we all have an idea of what that means. You know, if you talk to anybody in the financial world, they'll tell you that they even use the term the magic of compound interest as being the safest and most reliable way to attain financial wealth. You know, similarly, when we first start on the road to spiritual wealth, all the unsearchable riches that have already been laid up for ours, that are promised to us, that we know are ours, we begin by learning the foundational truths of Scripture. We build upon the foundation, line upon line, precept upon precept. And we all started small. We all started fundamentally with the foundations of the Word of God. But as we grew, we built upon it and built upon it and built upon it by the leading of the Holy Spirit. Don't you know a lot more now than you did when you were first saved? Of course you do. But that's the process. And as our knowledge of Him grows, our wisdom also grows over time. It compounds layer upon layer. We build upon the foundations of God's Word, like I said, line upon line, precept upon precept, time and effort in the rightly divided Word of God by the counsel of the Holy Spirit. That's all we need. But that we've been afforded everything. Solomon, the wisest man who ever lived, said, "And with all thy getting, get wisdom." Get wisdom. Spiritual wisdom. What a return on our investment in time. Scripture also tells us to reckon. In other words, to align our ways with God's ways. Surely His thoughts are greater than our thoughts, and we know that. And His ways are better than our ways. I remember when I was probably 16 or 17, I told my father, I said, "One of these days I'm going to own my own business because I don't want anybody to ever tell me what to do." Sounds like a 16-year-old, doesn't it? But my dad told me this, and I still haven't forgotten it. He said, "Son, you're always going to be responsible to somebody." A business owner is responsible to his business, to his employees, to his customers, to his clients. And then guess what? You've got government regulations and the IRS, and you've got a lot to be responsible for. The employer is more responsible than the employee, because the employee can go home at 5 o'clock, check out and do whatever. But that employer probably spends sleepless nights thinking about not just his business, but he's responsible for everybody he employs. Financial advisors also agree that a person who wants to become wealthy should always pay themselves first. My dad told me that too. There'll be plenty of people that will want to take your money. Pay yourself first, then live on what's left over. Give tribute to God first. When we invest our time and efforts in God's word, we are paying ourselves first, aren't we? And what is more important is we are paying tribute back to him. And his word continues to build us up, to grow us up into the mature sons as our investment in the word of God grows. We all have varying abilities, but there's one thing we do have that's all common. We have the unsearchable riches of Christ. Pretty amazing. What a return on investment. God bless you this morning.